Hi everyone. So I'm back after a long gap, to talk to all of you through these audio messages, and that's something that I've been really missing, but I just was not in the right mind frame to come up with an audio message for you. But today, again, I feel very strongly about something, and I wanted to reach out to all of you. Especially all you wonderful people who are working as doctors, as our frontline warriors. There is so much that you've been through in this pandemic. And a common advice that you would get from people around you is how you need to be strong and how you need to be brave and how you could have done better and how you could have avoided certain things. And all this leads you to think that have you been really doing the right things? Have you been really making the right choices? Are you in the right direction? So what my little piece of advice is going to be for you today is going to be very different from what you probably have heard over these last, 1 or 2 months. These times have been really very tough and testing times for each one of us, our families. Not just in the families, it's been a tough time working as physicians, as specialists, as doctors, and we've really been through a lot. So today, what I would really want to put across is I want you all to not just be strong and courageous and brave, but also learn to be kind to yourself. You have to really stop beating yourself up. You are not a miracle. You are actually a work in progress, right? Which means you are going to reach your destination one step at a time. So, wherever you are heading for, even if it doesn't really seem happening in the next few days, a month, just keep rolling. Just keep sticking to where you are. Just take one step at a time. You have to embrace where you are right now, and you have to realize that this one step by one step is going to take you to where you are headed for, and you really don't have to be this perfect person today, right now, in these situations. Sometimes when things are tough, bravely simply means taking the next step. When you can't really see the complete path, it just go ahead and follow your heart and do what seems right in the current situation and accept your decisions. And when you really start accepting what you feel, that's when you are at peace with yourself. You have to know that when no one is celebrating you have to learn to celebrate yourself. Give yourself due credit for all the efforts that you are making despite all odds. So if you really feel that you've done this duty and there is no encouragement and you see a lot of negativity around, tell yourself that you have done a good job. Tell yourself how you just showing up could change people's life. How you just being there by doing what you are doing could make a little difference in so many people's life. Yes. So let's understand that your day doesn't really have to be perfect to have meaning. Showing up matters, trying matters, and simply being there matters. You matter. That's what you have to believe in, that yes, you matter. You make a difference. You, with all your efforts day in and day out, have made a change, have made things possible, have made even miracles happen, right? Let's learn and practice self-care. And that's not something which doctors are very often told. But I am here specially to put this across to you that you need to learn and practice self-care. You know, although when you're doing this, you are going to disappoint some people. But still, do it. You know, self-care often means setting your boundaries, learning to say no to things that you don't want to do, or learning to say no to things that you don't believe in, or learning to say no to things that are going to hurt you, right? Give yourself the emotional support that you really need before you give that time to someone. Don't neglect yourself. A little pat on your back, a little, you know, talk to yourself sessions where you realize how much potential you have and how well you could do in the face of adversity is what you need to do very, very often. Self-care, you know, also means letting go of relationships or habits or choices that no doubt you're familiar with, but they no longer seem to serve you. So, you know, cut the negativity from your world. When there is so much positive work you are doing, let's not, you know, those negative comments on Twitter, on Instagram, or on all those social media platforms change your dreams. You have to know that, you know, this negativity cannot lead you away from the path that you decided for yourself. So, you know, you are very often being very critical about what you did not do in the past or in a given situation. But, you know, it is like you can't really travel back in time to fix your mistakes. But yes, you can learn from them and, more importantly, forgive yourself for not knowing better. Especially, you know, I truly believe that this is the time that each one of us needs to tell each other this, that more importantly than being, you know, brave and courageous, what you really need to be is to be kind to yourself. Have faith in the decisions that you have made in tough times, and do not regret a particular decision that you took at some time once you've passed that phase. Looking back, yes, there could seem so many other ways of doing the same things. But as I said, you know, whatever you did in a given circumstance, at a given point of time, with all the, with all the efforts that you put in, you simply need to have faith in your abilities and, more importantly, in the choices that you have made. Let the negativity not make you a negative person, right? So all you doctors out there, you're doing a fantabulous job and you matter. God bless you.